Brainwashing.
What an interesting word to use. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Brainwashing. Have you ever thought how much we are being brainwashed by the world around us, by the society in which we live? Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever thought about how much we are being brainwashed with ideas that are being given to us that tell us that the world can be operated in a certain way? And of course, we listen to it, we choose it, we turn it on. Now, there is but one being on the face of the earth, and that's you. And you're the only person who is aware of what's going on the face of the earth, and nobody else knows anything about what's going on the face of the earth except you, from your point of view. And so, from your point of view, it behooves you and me, from our point of view, from my point of view, from, and let's just say my point of view, and that means you and everyone else. Well, from my point of view, if I allow myself to have any thoughts in my mind that are contrary to my highest good, I am being very foolish. If I allow myself to listen to any stories that are contrary to the best of myself and my world that I've created, I am very foolish. If I listen to the radio and I hear the news of the terrible things that are going on in the world, then I'm very foolish. I'm brainwashing myself, thinking that that's the way the world is. And the world is not that way. Of all the incidents or problems in the world, there are only a very small minority of them, and the majority of the people in the world are happy, joyous, marvelous people. They have a lovely world, they have a lovely family, they have a lovely house that they live in, or room, or whatever they live in. And whatever they live in, it's called home. See, that's the wonderful word about home. Home does not mean big or little, expensive or cheap. Home means wherever the heart is. And when a family is raised in a home, with a mother and a father preferably, they are raised in a joyous experience. They may not have a lot to eat, they may not have a lot of clothing to wear, they may not have a lot of toys, but they're very happy. It's sort of like my dog Rex here. He celebrated his second birthday yesterday. Big, beautiful golden retriever. And he has a toy box. And it's underneath one of my tables. And he goes into that toy box and he chooses a bone. He has maybe about 20 different bones in there. And he has rags in there and he has cans in there. He loves cans. I make sure the cans don't have any rough edges on them. And he has toys that he can pull and toys that he can play with. And there's not a lot of toys. It sounds like a lot the way I'm talking about it here. But in the box, maybe there's maybe 50 little items, and most of them are bones. And he loves them. But in the evening, when we're sitting here together, Rex and I'm meditating or reading or relaxing, he will go to his bone box or his toy box, and he'll take out one. And then he'll bring out another, and then he'll lay at my feet, and he'll take one bone, and he'll throw it up in the air, and he'll chew it, and he'll play with it, and he'll love it, and he'll put it in my lap, and he'll pick it out of my lap, and he'll put it in my lap, and pick it out of my lap, and put it in my lap, and pick it out of my lap. Now, you see, he's brainwashing me into telling me that he is very happy to be with me. He wants to be by my side. He wants to sit near me. He wants to sit on top of my feet. He wants to share his love with me. He's brainwashing me. He doesn't have to work very hard at it. And I love him very much. And our home is filled with such peace and love. I have a very small house that I live in. It's a very adequate house, one that I specifically chose. I think it's maybe about 25 by 35 feet, not terribly large. it has a small little kitchenette and a little bathroom, and my bed is against one wall, and my desk covers about a third of the room, and my computer and my chairs. Then I have a lovely chair that I can sit in, and a little Davenport that Rex loves to sit on, and it's a very comfortable place. Windows all around. Well, it's my home, and many people would call it ideal and fantastic, and other people would call it small and cramped, but for me, it's just perfect. You see, I brainwashed myself. I lived in a big house many, many times, and recently when I came to campus here, I built a big house, and it was a lovely house, but it was a house with so many activities going on, I had very little time for my time of being private, because I had a difficult time saying no to anybody. So if I'm not available, then it's easier for me to say no, to say I want my own time. You see, brainwashing comes in many different ways. We can be brainwashed by the house that we live in and the family that we have and say, oh, what a wonderful mother and father I have, what wonderful sisters and brothers. Yes, that's brainwashing, and what a lovely brainwashing that is. And we have the finest legislators in the entire world in our government here. They care about the people. They care about me. That's brainwashing, but what a wonderful brainwashing. And as you keep thinking those thoughts, and as I keep thinking those thoughts, and as I keep knowing those thoughts, then that's the condition that prevails. If I look at my body and I see it has some sort of a little malady about it, and I instantly say, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect, I'm brainwashing myself to realize that my body is whole and perfect, and I'm returning my thoughts and my ideals back to my original purity and integrity. I have to wash out my brain many times because the thoughts want to come in there and say, hey, you got a problem. Hey, the world isn't that nice. Hey, look at what has to be done. And I just say, peace. I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. And as I say these things, I brainwash myself. I train myself to recognize only the truth and nothing but the truth. And as I do that, the truth for me is wholeness, perfection, right action, peace, truth, love, joy, harmony, every wonderful, blessed thing that could possibly be. You too can do this for yourself. I know I do it for myself all the time. And I'm a very happy fellow doing it. Brainwashing is not something negative as we have thought of it as being. But you brainwash yourself. In your meditation, you're brainwashing yourself. In your affirmations, you're brainwashing yourself. In your living your life, doing all the beautiful things you do, you're brainwashing yourself. And what a glorious brainwashing it is. Think about these things. It's a never-ending story, and we talk about it often. And I love to brainwash myself with thoughts that I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. I am whole and perfect. I live in a wonderful world. I am surrounded by wonderful people, and I am so happy. I love you. I love you. I love you.